Hi, this is Roxanne. And this is Create Abundance Now. I hope everybody's doing great today. Today is the end of an old year and the beginning of a new one. We're heading into 2008. And I like to say, 2008 is going to be great. So, today on our show, what we're going to do is we're going to do what I call Create Abundance Now, the workshop. I do a two-day intensive workshop in various different cities around the country. And today I'm going to cut this workshop down into 1 hour. I'm going to do my very best to bring all the information I can to you. You might ask, why is this so important on this particular day of the year, the last day of 2007 and the beginning of 2008? Well, let me tell you something. Wouldn't it be great if at the beginning of 2008 you had the tools to be able to create the life you've always dreamed of having? Wouldn't it be great to be able to have the tools to manifest or create, as I like to say, anything in your future? Anything, of course, which is a win-win for you and the world around you. Because, you know, we are all connected. So what we're going to do today, without further ado, is get into the entire process of creating abundance now. One of the things I say, my business and the workshop and everything that I do is based out of, is the idea, the thought, the reality that I'm here and you're here. We're all here together to empower one another. One of the most important things that I feel you can remember in this lifetime is your gift of empowerment to yourself as well as others. So this program is designed to empower you and everyone around you, because as we know, as we change within ourselves, the entire world around us changes as well. I'd also like to say thank you to a very dear friend of mine who's probably listening today, Daryl Gray. We thank you so much for the contributions you've made to Create Abundance Now, and we look forward to having you back on the show soon in the future. Daryl's gone off to do some very impressive projects and doesn't have the time at this time to be able to devote to the radio broadcast, but once again, we would love to have him as a guest, because we know that what Daryl is doing out there in the world is very important work, and we are behind him 100%. So remember, Daryl, 2008 is going to be great. So let's start talking about power, personal power. And one of the things I like people to realize when I'm coaching, personal power doesn't come from outside of oneself. It comes from within. And one of the most powerful things one can begin to do to create personal power in their lives is to actually use different phrasing, use different self-talk, self-talk that empowers, self-talk that comes from a basis of positive energy, positive thought, positive motivation. For example, I asked somebody once, before one of my trainings, what is it you would like to have as your outcome today for this training? And she said, well, I'd like to be comfortable. And I said, comfortable? Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Comfortable in finance? Comfortable in relationship? What specifically? She said, oh, comfortable. Comfortable in just everything, comfortable. And I remembered once in my life I used to think that comfort was pretty much the end-all, be-all of existence. I mean, if you're comfortable, everything's okay. Everything's moving along smoothly. But let me let you in on a very powerful secret. Comfort isn't going to get you abundance. Comfort's not going to get you wealth. Comfort's not going to bring you to a plateau of great ecstasy and joy. I've never heard somebody refer to comfort and ecstasy in the same sentence. So let's be real here, all right? Comfort is where we're at when we're in what's called our box or our gray zone. Comfort's fine, but if you really want to create the abundant life that you know you were born to have, you've got to be willing to get out of the comfort zone. Get out of the box. Just kick that box out of the way. You don't need it. Trust me. You're going to be a lot happier if you move towards something more along the lines of abundance, more along the lines of great joy, great ecstasy. So for me, when I talk about finance, I say financially free, financially abundant. When I talk about my relationships, I don't say emotionally comfortable, emotionally safe, emotionally secure or stable. I say emotionally filled with joy every day of my life, flowing from within me out into the world and coming back, because it is a cycle. The joy, the abundance, the ecstasy from within me flows out into the world around me. I've said it before. Your head is like the projection booth at the movie theater, and your mind and your thoughts are the movie inside. And they're projecting from this projection booth off onto your aura or your energy field. And as they do, the world around you sees them, feels them, and is in the presence of them. And this world around you is reacting to this projection coming from your projection booth or your mind or your thoughts every single day. Ask yourself, if I could choose between attracting joy or abundance, or attracting negativity, pacifism, mediocrity, would I choose abundance or mediocrity? I used to have a saying, I'm getting off the track, but bear with me. I used to have a saying that if I were a warrior, the one fight I would say I fight more than any in this lifetime is the fight against mediocrity. Mediocrity is like comfort. It's okay, it's fine, you know, it takes care of you. But it certainly doesn't bring you abundance. And it certainly doesn't bring you the level of ecstasy and joy you know you were created to live in. So, let's move on. Let's talk about focus. This is something very important. If you're going to be creating abundance in your life, you need to understand the entire aspect of what focus really is. I say to people all the time, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. What I'm really actually saying is, and listen very carefully to the wording on this, this is an extremely important point. Because the way the words come through, like what I said before, not comfort, but abundance. Not stability, but freedom. Not security, but freedom. Okay? Focus with the complete exclusion of all else on that which you are creating now. Write that down. Focus with the complete exclusion of all else on what you are creating now. That is the key. We all know when we've had those moments of complete and total focus where the one thing was the only thing in our mind's eye. Nothing else. Just the one thing that we were focusing on right then. And it happened. There was a change. There was a shift, if you will. One of the most important things about creation is focus and where we put our focus. So, speaking of where we put our focus, we need to move on to something that's very important and is part of the creation process, part of the secret talks about it. Many other aspects talk about this. It has to do with focus once again. And it comes down to what we refer to as values. But values are, by definition, what is important to you. Now, when we do the trainings, we work specifically on particular areas of change that people want to make change in, i.e., values. And we have them focus on what's important to them regarding career, if they would choose to make a change in career. And maybe that's what you're working on today with this show. And I would urge you to go back to the archives at bbsradio.com and listen to the show again and take notes. Career may be something that you're working on change, or possibly relationship, creating an abundant, creating a joy-filled relationship, or possibly family, creating a wonderful family life, or personal growth, interpersonal growth of mind and development of skills. Possibly you're working on health and fitness, or maybe you're working on spirituality. All are very important things to be focused on. And in our class, Create Abundance Now, we ask the question of each one of these areas, what's important to you about career? Because the fact of the matter is, the words you choose that tell you in your mind what's important to you about career have a drastic effect on your success or lack thereof with career. First of all, let's break it down to this. Just give me a minute. Okay. When we're talking about what's important to us, we're talking about what motivates us. What motivates us to create a successful career? Are we motivated by the joy that the work that we do brings us and brings the world and ultimately the financial joy that we receive? Or are we motivated to do the work that we do because the bills are due? If I were to ask you what's important to you about career, and you said, well, money's important to me, status is important to me, it's important to me that I am in a career that really allows me a lot of freedom, I would ask you, okay, why is money important to you? And if you were to say to me, money's important to me because if I don't have enough money, I'm not going to be able to pay the bills. I would say, okay, and what about status? Why is status important to you in career? Well, status is important to me because I want to be the best in my field. I want to make everybody else know who I am and that I'm the best. That's important to me. Now, if I were to ask you to take a look at the words that you were using, like say for instance, I like money because I need money to pay my bills, that would probably be something we'd want to work on. That's what we call an away from. Here's the scenario. If you're motivated towards money because you're afraid of poverty, or you're looking at the bills that aren't getting paid, You're going to be able to manifest or create money in your life. But here's the caveat. You're never going to create any more money than the bills, because you're always looking at the bills. Here's the thing. This is where focus comes into play every single time. Realize what it is you're thinking about, what it is you're focusing your energy on. Are you focusing your energy on the money and the creation of the money because of the amount of joy it gives you to have that money, to be able to do the things that you want, to be able to go where you want and feel good about yourself? Or are you focused on the bills that need to be paid and the fact that the money pays them? Picture yourself standing, and in front of you is a pile of bills, and behind you is a stack of money. If you're staring at the bills, and you're moving towards the money, but you're moving towards the money with your back to it, you're going to get the money. But like I said, only enough to pay the bills in front of you. It's not until you actually turn your focus around and look at the money and what the money does for you within you, the vibration of that joy. Because truly, money is love. Money is joy. It is a vibration of joy. Looking at the money with the bills behind you. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to be aware that you have bills to pay, but understand, those bills are there because they were something that you were able to say it was a credit card bill for a trip you took to Tahiti. Be grateful for the money that you're receiving because it's taking care of an opportunity you had to have an absolutely fabulous time in Tahiti. Okay? Changing your entire focus on how you see money, how you see career, how you see relationships, how you see family, changing it from necessity, changing it from something that's based in a negative into something that really vibrates and really has some juice to it, moving you towards the positive aspect, be it joy, be it bliss, be it love, be it creation. That's what's going to make the difference. I know it's changed my life. So, moving right along, I'd like to get into something we call cause and effect. We talk a lot about cause and effect in neuro-linguistic programming as well as life coaching. And this is, once again, back on focus. What you focus on is what you're going to create. So, if what you focus on is what you create, focus with the complete exclusion of all else. Focus with the complete exclusion of all else. And realize cause and effect. The equation is such that on the one side of the equation we have results, and on the other side we have reasons for not having results. So which side of the equation would you find reasons on? The problem here is reasons. Well, reasons are great. Reasons are great because they give us an excuse for not getting out of the box. After all, that it's comfortable in the box. Some people have a lot of reasons to stay in their box. And I'm not judgmental. I think that that's absolutely fine. But let me ask you something. When you're 95 years old, and you look back over your life, and you see all of the reasons, and remember, with each and every reason, there was a possible result. You can choose reason, or you can choose result. What are you going to end up with as far as your feelings are concerned? Are you going to feel regret for not having chosen an opportunity for results? Or is it going to be okay with you to have those reasons? It's fine. If reasons are more important, please feel free to keep them. However, if you want to make a change, realize you can't take reasons to the bank. You can only take results. Results are what the banker's going to understand. Reasons, they just don't work. So, we've all heard we have free will in this life. Well, cause and effect is where this free will lies. Right there in front of us is choice. We can choose to be, do, or have anything we want. It's up to us. It really is. Cause and effect is the most important statement next to focus. As long as I keep pushing the reasons outside myself, I am never in the actual cause side or on the cause side of the equation. This is the thing that scares many people, and I don't want you to be scared by this because here's the truth. The power you gain by coming to the cause side of life far and away will exceed your greatest expectations. When you're at cause, everything that happens in your life, for the good or the bad, you are finally in complete and total control. What we're going to do here today is we're going to get rid of all the negative emotions and limiting beliefs and decisions that are keeping you from being able to actually create the life you were born to live. We're going to get rid of all of that. You're going to be at cause for your life 100% from here on out. You know it. And to be at cause is to be in control. And this may sound like some kind of a power trip, but trust me when I tell you, it's not about that. It's not about power. Nothing I've ever said and nothing we've ever talked about in life coaching has anything to do with power over anybody or anything. Personal power or personal empowerment is within. It's a feeling of strength that's within. And maybe you haven't felt it before, but you're going to now. Because here's the difference. When you do realize that you're the creator and you see it, feel it, hear it, know it within your heart and soul that you are the creator of this reality that is yours. You're creating all of your own emotions. You're creating all of your own experiences because they're all happening within you. Love is happening within you. Abundance is all happening within you. When you get that, the world gets that too. And I'm here to tell you, you will attract amazing people and amazing opportunities. It happens. Happens to me every single day. And I want it to happen to you. So, let's move right along and get on with it. We're ready to be at cause for everything in our lives, and we're ready to let go of all of our negative emotions and everything that's kept us from realizing our own true magnificence in this lifetime, because I know that you're magnificent. I know that you can have, can be, already are the most magnificent being ever been. So, one thing I want you to remember is, in your mind, when you listen to yourself talk, listen to every time you hear a negation. Listen to times when you say to yourself, I can't. Listen to times when you say to yourself, no, I shouldn't. No, I can't. And I'm not saying, don't say no, I shouldn't, if maybe the thought came through your mind to throw a brick through a window and rob a bank. No, I'm not meaning that. No, I shouldn't do that. No, I shouldn't do that opportunity with John. John came to me the other day, and he had a multifamily project he put together, and it's a 46% return on investment. No, I shouldn't. No, I shouldn't. Trust me. Take it within yourself. Really, really work on it. Remember, you're at cause. Focus. Focus with the complete exclusion of all other things on the complete and total successful outcome of that 40% or 46% return on investment with that project. Focus with the complete exclusion of all else on that with your heart and soul. Breathe it. Feel it. Smell it. Know it. Create the picture. And it will happen. So let's talk about goals. And this is probably one of the most important aspects. And I already gave you kind of a little sneak peek on how what we like to refer to as SMART goals happen. The S in SMART means specific. Being specific, I can't tell you, is one of the most important things. Like, say, for instance, I would like to make $1,000 more per month. This is specific, however. By saying I'd like to make $1,000 more this month, what would happen if the universe had the opportunity for you to make, say, $10,000 more this month? By putting an actual exclusive on it, you know, a comparative, it's called a comparative. When you put the comparative on it, you just said to the universe, I'd like you to limit me to only $1,000 because that's what I said. No. Specifically say, I will have, because I already now have, more than $1,000 a month coming to me. As much money is coming to me each month as the universe can possibly stand bringing me. Now, never say want, and this is one of the most important things, and it's difficult for me because I say it too. Remember, I will have, I do have, I desire. These are important words. The word want has a tendency to sometimes leave a vacancy. Actually, it always leaves a vacancy. To be wanting is to be wanting, and wanting comes from an emptiness within. So if you turn that around to I have now, or what I would have, or I am having it now, it is mine now, that is a much more powerful way of stating your goals, excuse me. And always remember to say in your goals when you're saying, I have now more than $1,000 every month, more than that, say it as if now, meaning as if now. I now have more than $1,000 coming in. I now have more than $10,000 coming in every month. And say it in the present tense. Some would say, when we do the exercise, to put it in your timeline, which we're going to go through, to give it a date. Like, say, for instance, I now have more than $10,000 coming in every month, January 30th, 2008. I think it's specific, but I always give myself about a two-week window of opportunity. In my journal, I keep what's called a SMART goal creation journal, and I put a little box to the side of each goal that I write so that I can check off if I've actually created it, and I give myself two lines after each goal that I've stated in the SMART positive terms so that I'm able to write down any deviations from the actual wording of the goal. That way I'm able to see what aspects of my writing it down and of my focus I need to work on. I may have had some negative thoughts come in, and maybe I need to float back up above my timeline and get rid of a little fear, or maybe I need to get rid of a little anger. So I do that on a regular basis, and I'm available to work with you as a life coach to help you complete that process every day if you need, or once a month, whatever you need. Now, make sure that you state your goals in an achievable and realistic way. For example, I had a dream once to be an Olympic gymnast. I'm now 45 years old, and I really don't think it's a realistic goal for me to say I'm going to be an Olympic gymnast. However, I have a real estate background. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I do understand the advent of investing. And it is definitely realistic for me to say, by the year 2010, I will have over $1 million in investment properties, free and clear, and over $500,000 or more in my bank accounts, respectively. There's nothing unachievable about that. That is something we definitely can achieve. And here's another thing that's very important. When you write your goals, make sure that you write them so that they are in all areas of life. So if you're writing a goal about money, that's your money goal. Write goals for yourself, for career, the kind of career you'd like, and about money if you're working on money. Write goals about relationships. Write goals about personal development and personal growth. Write goals about health and fitness, how you see yourself health and fitness-wise, and write goals for that so that you maintain and stay within those realms that you know and feel you really want to or not want to, will be in or are in now. It's important to attend to all areas of life so that there is balance within this complete system, and the system being you. You are the system. Now, finally, responsible and ecological. We talk about ecology all the time in neurolinguistic programming, and what we're saying is everything you do, you can only do for you. Any change you make in this life can only be for you. However, When you create a goal, realize that the world around you will change as much as you do. So you have a great effect, a great impact on the world around you. Write your goals in such a way that they are a win-win for everybody. And time. Make sure you time the goal and you give it, you can give it a specific date if you choose, or you can be open-ended and say, like I did, January of 2010, over $1 million in investment properties and over $500,000 or more in all of my accounts. Debt-free, cash-free, of course. Debt-free. Timed is important. Writing these goals out in the SMART goal form is very important. And once again, if you didn't get all this information, I'm available. Go to my website at createabundancenow.net. And I'm more than happy to email this format to you at any time. This is something that I provide all of my coaching clients with. So now, without further ado, we are going to move on to eliciting your timeline. Timeline therapy has been found to be one of the most successful to date processes for goal creation. Not only that, we found it worked so dramatically in post-traumatic stress disorder. The creator of timeline therapy, Tad James, used it when he was in Bosnia to help doctors and nurses who had gone through post-traumatic stress disorder. And they had said, and I quote, "We're done. The war's over. We no longer wish to have this anxiety. We no longer wish to be traumatized by these memories. We're ready to let this go." And timeline therapy allowed these people to have a miraculous breakthroughs, if you will, and let go of these negative emotions and limiting beliefs. There is no reason to hang on to that which does not serve you. So today, I would like you, if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where is your past and where is your future? I have an idea. You might say, my past is to the left of me and my future is to the right. Or my future is in front of me and my past is behind me. Or my future is up and my past is down, in some direction from you in relation to your body. Remember, this is an active imagination process and one of the dissociation. We dissociate. We use the conscious and unconscious mind together. It's kind of fun, if you will, and we like to play with it because, after all, as we play, we actually create much greater than if we are too serious. So, I'd like to ask you right now to close your eyes. If you're driving or doing something where you can't, then don't. But if you can, close your eyes. And ask yourself to point in a direction of the future. And now open your eyes and see which direction you pointed. Good, great. Now I want you to close your eyes and point in the direction of the past. Now open your eyes and see which direction you pointed to. Great, there we go. Now you have the directions of your timeline. That's wonderful. The timeline is an imaginary line. And what we're going to do is we're going to imagine this line. And if we're going to imagine, close your eyes now, if we could float up above this line, float way, way high up above this line. Float as far up above as you can, looking down, seeing this line. Good. You're doing great. Now, as you look down, ask your unconscious mind to let you know which direction the past is in and which direction the future's in. And I want you to mark that in your mind so that you're able to know where is the past and where is the future when you look down at your timeline. Okay? Wonderful. Now float back to now on your timeline. Float back to now. We've just found where the past is on our timeline and where the future is. And we've just been able to find now as well. So So what we're going to do is we're going to begin by letting go of all negative emotions. You might ask, what does that have to do with creating goals? Well, it's like I keep saying on the show all of the time, the negative emotions actually create blockages or obstacles, if you will, to creating the life we were born to live. Limiting decisions and limiting beliefs do the same. Here's my philosophy. If it doesn't serve you in being the greatest creation you can possibly be, then get rid of it now. That's why I call the business Create Abundance Now. Everything's about now. So, right now, I'd like you to close your eyes and get comfortable. We're going to go above our timelines. And what we're going to do is we're going to release anger. So just float up above your timeline and over the past. Over the past, facing the past. Facing the past. And what I'd like you to do is in the past, I'd like you to go back as far back as you possibly have to allow the first event of anger, the root cause of this problem, the first event which, when disconnected, will cause the problem to disappear. Wherever this may be in your past, go to that position now, and facing it, look down on the event. Now, from this position, remember, if you're having any feelings, float higher. This is a dissociative process. Look down. Look directly down. And from above, you're on your timeline, looking down at the event, ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from the event, the learning of which will allow you to let go of all the emotions of anger easily and effortlessly. Your unconscious mind can preserve the learnings. And this is important. Preserve the positive learnings. Positive learnings like forgiveness of self and others, so that if you need them in the future, they'll be there. Tell yourself what those learnings may be and share that with yourself so you have that learning for the future. And remember, positive learnings only. Positive learnings for the future. Now, I'd like you to float back up above your timeline. And back into the past, above your timeline, and before the first event, and looking toward now, ask yourself, where are the emotions of anger? Gone. Very good. Now, float down into the event. And looking through your own eyes, check on the emotions of anger. Are they there or have they disappeared now? Good. I'm sure they're gone. Now, float back up above your timeline, back to before this first event, and looking toward now. I'd like you to come back to now, but only as quickly as you can let go of all of the anger on all of the events all the way back to now. Assume position 3 with each subsequent event of anger, preserving the learnings, the positive learnings, and letting go of the anger all the way back to now. And when you're done, float back down into now and come back into the room. Very good. So, I want to ask you a question. Can you remember any event in the past where you used to be able to feel that old emotion and go back and notice if you feel that anger? Or you may find you cannot. Good. Great. Come back to now. And now what I want you to do is I want you to go out into the future, above your timeline, into the future, to an unspecified time in the future, which if it had happened in the past, you would have felt inappropriate and unwarranted anger. And notice if you can find that old emotion of anger. You may find you cannot, okay? Great. You did fabulous. Letting go of anger is one of the most important things you can do for your life. After all, anger left unchecked in the physical energy field in the body can create dis-ease, like heart problems. So now, Let's go to the next negative emotion, sadness. Is it all right for your unconscious mind for you to release the sadness today and for you to be aware of it consciously? I want you to go to the root cause of this problem, the first event which, when disconnected from it, will cause the problem to disappear. And it may be from a past life, or it may be passed down genealogically. It may have been before your birth, while you were in the womb. Wherever it was, go to that place now and float above your timeline. Just float above your timeline over the past, facing the past. Go to that event, the first event of sadness. And when you get there, notice the event. And let me know when you're there. There you go. Now, what I'd like you to do is stay floating directly above that event. Dissociated, though. Dissociated, so you're just looking down on it. Very empathetically, looking down on the event and ask your unconscious mind, what is it I need to learn from this event, the learning of which will allow me to let go of this emotion of sadness easily and effortlessly? Your unconscious mind will preserve the learnings, the positive learnings, so that if you need them in the future, they'll be there. Tell yourself in your own mind what those learnings are and preserve them for the future. Very good. Now, float above your timeline so you're above the event and before the event and you're looking toward now. Ask yourself, where are the emotions of sadness? They're gone. You're doing wonderfully. Now, float down inside the event to position 4, in the event, looking through your own eyes, and check on the emotions. Are they there? Or have they disappeared now? Good. What I'd like you to do now is come back to now above your timeline, but go to position 3, which is above the first event of sadness, and before it, way above and before, and any event of sadness between then and now, I'd like you to go back to position 3 and get the subsequent positive learnings for your future and let go of the negative emotion of sadness all the way back to now. And when you're done, float down into now. Good. That's wonderful. Now, can you remember an event in the past where you may have felt that old emotion of sadness and go back and notice if you can still feel it, or you may find you cannot? Good. Now, what I'd like you to do is float up above your timeline into the future. Into the future to an unspecified time in the future, which if it had happened in the past, you would have felt that inappropriate, unwanted sadness. And notice if you can find that old emotion of sadness. And you find you cannot. Okay? Great. You're doing fantastic. We're going to move right along to fear. Fear is actually sometimes a very necessary thing. After all, it's not a bad thing to remind ourselves sometimes that we need to be aware. But rather than be fearful and stricken with fear, awareness would probably be a better replacement. So fear can be here to teach us. For instance, we know if we put our hand on a lit stove, it may burn us. But having a fear of a stove would not necessarily serve a purpose. So let's let go of all that unwarranted, unnecessary fear from the past so that we can manifest and create the life that we were meant to live today. Is it all right with your unconscious mind for you to release this fear today and for you to be aware of it consciously? And if you were to know what the root cause of this problem was, the first event, which when disconnected will cause the problem to disappear, if you were to know, was it before, during, or after your birth? And if you were to know if it was before, was it while you were in the womb? Or was it a past life? Or was it something passed down genealogically? Have that knowingness now of where that fear began and float up above your timeline, up above your timeline and over the past, facing the past, and when you get there, notice the first event of fear. Now, float up above that first event, directly above the event, so you're looking down on the event, and ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from the event, the learning of which, as you well know, will allow you to let go of all the emotions easily and effortlessly of fear. Your unconscious mind can preserve the positive learnings, so if you need them in the future, they'll be there. Tell yourself what those learnings are and affirm forgiveness of self and others. You're meant to live a joy-filled life, and you will do so now. So now, float above your timeline, above the event and before the event, and looking toward now, ask yourself, where are those old emotions of fear? Gone? Yes, very good. Now, float down inside the event to position 4, and looking through your own eyes, ask yourself, are they there, or have they disappeared now? Good. Now, float back up above your timeline to before this event, well before this event, and looking toward now, come back to now above your timeline only as quickly as you can let go of all of the fear on all of the events all the way back to now, between the first event and now. Assume position 3 with each subsequent event to preserve the learnings for the future and let go of all the negative feelings of sadness. When you're done, float down into now and come back into your own room. Very good. Now, can you remember any event in the past where you used to be able to feel that old emotion and go back and notice if you can feel it, or you may find you cannot? Good. I want you to float up above your timeline into the future to an unspecified time in the future, which if it had happened in the past, you would have felt inappropriate and unwarranted fear. Notice if you can find that old emotion, or you may find you cannot, okay? Great. Now, come back to now. We've got 2 more negative emotions to go. The next one we're going to work on is hurt. Hurt. Hurt can stifle many people from the creative process, and it's there to teach us a lesson, once again, usually forgiveness. Not always. It really depends on you, the person. But once again, negative emotions are here in this lifetime to bring us knowledge and learning, and we are grateful for the knowledge and learning because it's positive learnings we're here to glean in this physical existence. Positive learnings. The more negative emotions we let go of, the cleaner our aura becomes, the easier the process of creation becomes, because our focus, the focus I talked about, the exclusion of all others, becomes like a laser beam, able to focus on where it is we are creating now and what it is we are creating now. So, is it all right with your unconscious mind for you to release this emotion of hurt today and for you to be aware of it consciously? What is the root cause of this problem, the first event, which when disconnected will cause the problem to disappear? If you were to know, was it before, during, or after your birth? If it was before, was it in the womb or before? If it was in the womb, at what month? If it was before, was it past life? Or was it passed down genealogically? You know, your unconscious mind has all of this information for you. And it's willing to let go of the negative emotions out easily and effortlessly just by floating up above your timeline, up and over the past, facing the past, and when you get to this first event, notice the event and float directly above the event so you're looking down on the event, and ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from the event, the learning of which will allow you to let go of the emotions of hurt easily and effortlessly. Your unconscious mind can preserve the learnings so that if you need them in the future, they'll be there. Tell yourself what those positive learnings are. Now float to position 3, which is well above the event and before the event. And looking toward now, ask yourself, where is this old emotion of hurt? Float down inside the event to position 4, which is actually in the event, look into your own eyes and check on the emotions of hurt. Are they there? Or have they disappeared now? Good. Letting go of that hurt. It's an amazing freedom. Now come back to now above your timeline, taking position 3 well before the first event, and assume position 3 with each subsequent event before the event, between then and now. Preserve the learnings and let go of all hurt all the way back to now. Letting it all go. Letting it all go so that aura can shine beautiful and bright. Can you remember an event, by the way? An event in the past where you may have felt that old emotion of hurt, and go back and notice if you can still feel it, or you may find you cannot because it no longer serves you. It no longer serves your creation in this lifetime as the beautiful being that you are. And I want you to go into the future, to an unspecified time in the future, with if it had happened in the past, you would have felt this old, inappropriate, unwarranted hurt. And notice if you can find that old emotion. You may find you cannot, okay? Great. We've got one more to go. Guilt. Guilt serves absolutely no purpose whatsoever in this lifetime. It's a wasted emotion. It's unnecessary. It's unwarranted. And I want you to let it go and get rid of it now. Create a successful, wonderful, joy-filled life by letting go of all guilt. We can learn lessons without beating ourselves up. So once and for all, we're going to let go of guilt. We're going to understand that sometimes we do things and they may not have been coming from the most highest vibration or the highest intention. But holding on to guilt is not the healing that we are and are being in this lifetime. It's not the lesson that we're creating for ourselves and others. So, is it all right for your unconscious mind for you to release this feeling of guilt today and for you to be aware of it consciously? What's the root cause of this problem, the first event, which when disconnected will cause this problem to disappear? If you were to know, was it before, during, or after your birth? If it was before, was it in a past life? Or was it passed down genealogically? Now, float up above your timeline over the past, facing the past, and when you get to the event, look down on the event, directly above the event, looking down up above the event, disconnected, dissociated from it, just looking down from a dissociated point of view, and ask your unconscious mind what it needs to learn from the event. The unconscious mind can preserve this learning, so if you need it in the future, it'll be there for you. And tell yourself now what the learnings are. I'm sure forgiveness is part of it. Now float up above your timeline, above the event and before the event. And you're now looking toward now. Ask yourself, where is this old emotion of guilt? Gone? Good, gone, great. Now float down into the event and looking through your own eyes, check on the emotion. Is it there? Or has it disappeared? Now. Good. Float back to position 3, well above and before the first event of guilt, and come back to now above your timeline only as quickly as you can let go of all the guilt on the events all the way back to now. Assume position 3 with each subsequent event, preserving the learnings, and let go of all guilt ever all the way back to now. Float down into now and come back into the room where you are. I want you to go out into the future and find an unspecified time in the future, which if it had happened in the past, you would have felt that old, unwarranted, inappropriate feeling of guilt. And notice if you can find that old emotion. You will find you cannot. Okay? I care about you deeply, and I want you to have the best possible life you can. One of the things I hear people say all of the time is, I'm not worthy. This is a limiting belief. We don't have a lot of time to go through the whole structure of limiting beliefs and the limiting decisions which actually precede limiting beliefs. So I'm going to do this as quickly as possible. I'd like to ask your unconscious mind to float up in the air above your timeline into the past and down into an event where you may have had a limiting belief, like, say, for instance, I'm not worthy. and notice what emotions are present. And also, note if you're aware of the decision that you made there, the decision to decide that you weren't worthy. When you decided that, that when that was made, when that decision was made, okay? Now, float back up above your timeline and go to position 3 well before the beginning of this event or any of the chain of events that led to that event and turn and look toward now. Preserve the positive learnings and tell yourself what those positive learnings are. You may find you don't know what the positive learnings are. That's because your unconscious mind has already got that information. It's just been waiting for you to say, it's okay for me to live magnificently today, now and always. Now, go back into the event, and where are the emotions and the decision? Did it disappear too? Of course it did. Now float up above your timeline, up above your timeline, and come back to now, but only as quickly as you allow all the events between then and now to reevaluate themselves in light of your new choices. New choices, and let go of all the negative emotions on those events and assume position 3 to preserve the positive learnings, because you are deserving. And let go of the emotions and allow each event to reevaluate itself all the way back to now. As you come back to now, I'd like your unconscious mind to allow you to notice at least 3 more events where you could have said, I'm not deserving. But because you let go of this and it's been deleted, you now know the possibilities. We're going to have to go now. Please join me on the 14th of January, where our special guest will be Michael Shreve, who's going to talk with us about comparative religions and the True Light project that he's working on. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful new year, because 2008 is going to be great. Thank you.